lot of Americans are struggling financially. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
58% of consumers are having to go into debt, borrow money, or use their savings to cover their expenses.
That is in a new National Retail Federation survey. Fox's Hillary Barsky says it's happening at a time when inflation is surging at a 40-year high, and Americans more and more are clipping coupons and finding ways to save, going to discount stores. The Federal Reserve has raised a key interest rate 0.75%, trying to drive prices down, though that will cost us more to borrow money and pay credit card debt. 9 in 10 people in a new Fox News poll are saying that gas prices are a financial hardship. And while regular is down a fraction today, AAA still has the national average at $5.01 a gallon. And diesel did hit a new all-time high today. President Biden has written a letter urging refiners to produce more gas and diesel, claiming their profits are surging. Mike Summers, CEO of the American Petroleum Institute, just told Fox he wrote back this morning.
The truth of the matter is that we're down in terms of refining capacity since the beginning of the pandemic. But one of the big reasons that we're down is because of increased regulatory pressure on American refineries.
That's, again, the Mike Summers, who's the CEO of the American Petroleum Institute. Very young children may soon be getting jabbed. An FDA advisory panel is recommending smaller doses of Moderna's COVID vaccine for kids 6 and under, and Pfizer's for those younger than 5. But both the FDA and CDC still have to give final approval to that.
The FDA notes more children are getting seriously ill due to newer COVID variants like Omicron as compared to earlier versions of the virus. The CDC's expert panel meets this weekend.
Fox's Evan Brown. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the president's COVID advisor, has COVID now, mild symptoms. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
For the third time in a week, the Democrat-led House Committee investigating last year's Capitol riot will hold a public hearing focusing on former President Trump's effort to get Vice President Pence to reject some of the state electors to block Joe Biden's election certification. This is the committee keeps trying to get a Republican congressman to cooperate as it probes a tour he gave a group the day before the riot.
Georgia Republican Barry Loudermilk says the members of the January 6th Select Committee are undermining the Capitol Police and smearing him over allegations of a reconnaissance tour on January 5th of last year.
There's nothing to this. This was a constituent group that came here on January 5th, which to us was just another legislative day.
The committee released surveillance camera footage of individuals on that tour taking pictures of stairwells. Committee Chairman Democrat Benny Thompson says one man on the tour was outside the Capitol on the 6th making threats. The U.S. Capitol Police Chief says there is no evidence Loudermilk led a reconnaissance tour. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Two Americans from Alabama who went to Ukraine to join the fight against Russia are missing and feared captured. While in Syria, a raid by U.S. troops captured an ISIS leader.
Officials with Operation Inherent Resolve say the captured leader was a bomb maker and no civilians were harmed, nor was there any damage to any coalition aircraft or assets. The bomb maker has not been identified at this time.
That is Fox's Sean Langell on Wall Street. Return to selling. Dow futures down more than 500 points. The final battle for hockey's Stanley Cup started last night. Game one went to overtime.
Copper had his shot blocked by Hedman. Score! Burakovsky on the follow-up! And game one goes to the Avs in overtime!
The
Colorado Avalanche beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3 on ABC. Game 2 will be Saturday. Game 6 of the NBA Finals are tonight. If Golden State beat Boston again, the Warriors will win the title. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.